Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. The title of this morning's message is simply, Blessed. It began last Monday. My wife and I were working our way to south of Bondi 75. Isn't it terrible it takes us 40-some minutes or an hour or longer to get to I-75 these days, going southbound? We were going to the Toledo Zoo. It's a nice zoo. I'm not saying it's better than the Detroit Zoo. I'm just saying it's a nice zoo and it's different. But one of the neat areas is their aviary. It has beautiful birds from all over the world. Some are very strange in their looks, but they are interesting to see them there in the zoo. In one of the rooms, which is about 100 foot long and about 30 foot wide, there is a walking path. And as you're walking on the path, the birds are just flying all around. They're flying over your head. And sometimes you think they're going to dive bomb you, but they're flying freely. And for $1, you can purchase a popsicle stick with bird food Elmer glued to it. So do you understand what I'm talking about? A popsicle stick with no popsicle. But there is glue on it. Well, it's dried, but it has bird seed. And if you put the stick out, a certain breed of birds that are in this room come and land on your stick and eat the food. Now, I gave Donna $1 and she said no, $2. Typical woman. But she went and bought two of them and came and gave me one. I didn't want one. And she had one, and so we're sticking out the stick, and of course the bird lands on mine first, because I'm just look like I'm, never mind what I look like I'm well fed, right? And so we're there, and the birds are eating off our stick. I thought that was pretty neat. And I would encourage you, if you go to the Toledo Zoo, that you go to the aviary and make sure you have your dollar, but make sure you go during the feeding time, okay? Because they don't feed all day. I don't understand that. If I were a bird, I'd eat all day. But we find that these birds did this. Now, like most zoos, they had lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. They had hippos and rhinoceroses and elephants and monkeys. In the giraffe area, if you go there, you can walk out on this platform and the giraffes will come over and they will eat. Now, once again, you have to pay to feed them. It's $5 and they give you a little bit of romaine lettuce and you put the food out and the giraffes eat. They have the longest tongues around. I'm just amazed at how long their tongue is. Monday, the day we were there, it was free day if you lived in the county of Lucas, which apparently is where Toledo is. And apparently nobody works in Toledo on Monday because they all were at the zoo. Even the workers were amazed at how many people were there. At the back of the zoo is a very nice garden area. They have lots of rose bushes. They have a beautiful fountain area. And they have areas there that draw butterflies. And most of you know that my wife is a butterfly. Can I use the word nut? My wife is a butterfly nut. And so she is looking at the different plants and that are butterfly friendly. And she finds one that she's curious about. And so she asked the groundkeeper some questions, and they head off for the headquarters of the groundkeeper. And so I went and found a bench so I could watch people. If you go into one of the restaurants, the people are in cages. That's really neat. You can take pictures of people eating. Some of you will get that later on. She was in there for a few minutes. She came out, sat down. She ate a plum or a peach. I don't know whatever fruit we had taken down there. And she's eating it. And a woman is walking towards us with a child. And the woman is wearing a T-shirt that says, "Blessed." Now, to a Baptist pastor, that begins me thinking about the fact that we are blessed. And I said to her, "We are." And she looked at me like, "What are you talking about?" And I pointed and I said, "We are blessed." And she thought I was strange and she all but ran away. But the fact of the matter is, we are blessed. Take your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Let's stand together. We'll begin reading verse 7 down through verse 13. Verse 7. "But when ye pray..." Now, you do pray, don't you? "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forget our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Give us this day our daily bread. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very, very much for what you provide. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live in this great country. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in church today and to look into your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation we have in Jesus Christ. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. I'd like to quote for you from the book of Psalms, chapter 68 and verse 19. Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." What a blessing it is to be a born-again Bible believer that lives in the United States of America. I know that we are not a perfect country. But whatever problems we may have, the world is still coming here. And they will come in legally or illegally. They want to come here. Many times you have sung with us, "Count your blessings, name them one by one." And we are blessed beyond measure. We have gas for our cars, which usually is one car per driver in a household. You probably live near somebody. They're two adults and three kids. And how many cars do they have? Five cars. We have a neighbor that has three kids, and they have seven vehicles. We are blessed. We have plenty of food. So much so that often it goes to waste. We have houses and condos and apartments where we live in relative comfort. We have garage sales and estate sales. We have malls and shopping centers. or you can buy online. Now, how many of you, and please do not hold this against me, but how many of you have never bought anything online? Thank you. Thank you so very much. Even my granddaughter, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. But we have malls and shopping centers. We have libraries that have hundreds of DVDs to choose from. I was talking to a librarian not long ago, and she said, if we didn't have DVDs, 75% of our customers wouldn't be here. We have sporting events nearly 24/7. And if that's not enough, there's always church on Sunday. And that's how a lot of people think, there's always church. Yet, we live in a society that is searching for happiness, contentment, and peace of mind. And yet, we are blessed. I have five quick thoughts. Number one, we have the inspired Word of God. Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We have the inspired Word of God. We have something that is so special. In fact, there are countries where they don't have the Word of God, and when our missionaries take it, the people line up for it. They line up for it. But it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and let's begin reading, let's say, at verse 14. My notes say verse 13, so let's start there. 2 Timothy 3:13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Amen. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Turning back a little bit further, 2 Peter chapter 1. The Word of God is for us to read, not just on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Now, I'm glad that we are a Bible-believing Baptist church. I like the fact that Brother Watke's willing to read. I like the fact that Dr. Fleming is willing to give us thoughts on the verse of the week. And I'm glad that we preach from the Word of God. And it says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I believe the Word of God was given by inspiration, and I believe that it has been protected to the year 2018 and beyond. I have no question about the Word of God. Second, we have churches that proclaim the Word of God. Now, you know how I feel about the statement, God bless America. He has blessed America with gospel preaching churches. And that's what we need. We don't need cruise ships. We need lifeboats. What we need, churches that proclaim the Word of God. And this church, this outpost of faith, has proclaimed this precious old book for 62 years. And hopefully we will do so until the Lord calls us home. Of course, right now, should we have him call us home before dinner or after? But we have the inspired Word of God, and we can have churches that proclaim the Word of God. Now, may I say this? There is religion, and there are those that are proclaiming the Word of God. We have lots of religion in America. But religion will not get you into heaven. We are saved by the grace of Jesus Christ through the shed blood. And I'm glad that he was willing to die for you and for me. I'm sorry that he had to, but I'm glad that he was willing. Number three, we have the gospel message of salvation. We have the gospel message. And take your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. But Jesus said that he came to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He paid the price for our salvation. We cannot work our way to heaven. We're not good enough because we're sinners. We're sinners. But we can be sinners saved by grace. I guarantee you, if I had to work my way to heaven, I'd never make it. I'd never make it. But I'm glad that Jesus Christ was willing to die for us. Someday I'm going to die. I don't know when. You do believe that one of these days I'm going to die, right? Well, one of you do. The rest of you think I'm going to live forever. But the fact of the matter, one out of one dies. And I'm going to die. Unless the Lord calls me home in a different way. But he knows I'm going to die. And he knows that I needed a Savior. He knew that I'm not good enough to work my way into heaven. Now, I may be good enough looking. Diane, you don't have to laugh so loud. But the fact of the matter is, even though I have a college degree, that won't get me into heaven. Even though I was born in America, that won't get me into heaven. Even though I have attended a Baptist church my whole life, that won't get me into heaven. Only an accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior can I get into heaven. Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 8. And when I die, I was going down that road for a while, wasn't I? And I kind of got detoured. At my funeral, I want verses 8 through 11 read at my funeral. And if it is not read and you are there, I want you to stand up and say, wait a minute, we're not done yet. Because I want these verses read at my funeral. Beginning at verse 8. But God commendeth his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now I have written, but God commendeth his love toward me, in that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. And for you. And for you. He died for us. Verse 9, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. How are we justified? By the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We are blessed because we have the inspired word of God. We are blessed because we have churches that proclaim the word of God. We are blessed because of the gospel message of salvation. We are blessed because we have the opportunity to invite people to this lighthouse. We have the opportunity to invite people to this church. We're in the book of Romans. Turn over to chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. We'll begin reading at verse 13. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. People need to hear the gospel story. They need to be told that they're lost and they're doomed and damned and going to hell. But there is a way of salvation, and that salvation is in Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you invited someone to church? I'm amazed people will tell you about what restaurant they like. They'll tell you where to sit at Comerica Park. They'll tell you what store to shop at. We were at a garage sale yesterday, and he was more than willing to tell us there was another garage sale down the road. But see, we'll tell people about these different things, but when was the last time you invited someone to the house of God? When was the last time you took a track and you handed it to somebody? Handed them that track. We have an opportunity to invite. The book of Romans chapter 12, if you would please. Romans chapter 12. We'll read verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We have the opportunity to invite, and we are blessed. If you would, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we'll begin reading at verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Folks, we are in a spiritual battle in today's world. Now, there's always been a spiritual battle, but I tell you what, the enemy has sent more in the way of attacks in today's world. Some have said that blessings can be a curse. And in America, our blessings have turned our eyes away from God. We think we're always going to be able to have everything available to us. But I tell you what, our economy is really held up artificially. We don't know how long we're going to be, well, the land of plenty. But what's the important thing? That we share the gospel. Because the God of this world, Satan, has blinded the eyes of the unbeliever. And I've told you this before, he has blinded them with religion. He has blinded them with knowledge. He has blinded them with education. So many things take our eyes off the Lord. And we've replaced them with idols. But last but not least, we have security. Folks, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're saved for all eternity. The book of Romans, if you would, chapter 8. In a moment, I'm going to ask the question, do you know the giver of all these blessings? Do you know the one who has provided our security? We begin reading at verse 28, well-known verse, and we know that all things work together. Notice, for good to them that love God. Not that all things are good, but God can make all things good. To them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say? We then say to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered them up for his own, for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Folks, when we pray to Jesus Christ and him alone. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, I say in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We are so what? Blessed. You're blessed. I'm blessed. So I ask the question, do you know the one that blesses? Shall we stand together? If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, even today you can come and we'd be glad to have someone take the Word of God and show you how to come to know the Lord. If you know the Lord, you are so blessed. Are you living like you're blessed? Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that during this invitation time that you would touch hearts. May the Spirit move. And Lord, if there is one here today that doesn't know thee as Savior, may this be that day that they would receive that greatest of blessings, the salvation that you provide. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.